This is the PNB Coordinating Committee meeting for Monday, June 4th, 2012. It's 8:35 p.m. Eastern, 7:35 Central, 5:35 p.m. Pacific time. And I will go ahead and call the roll, and our secretary can take notes of who's here. Teresa Allen. Okay, here, Teresa. Nia Bediako. Okay, Harry in the background there. Lydia Brazon?
Here.
Okay. Arlene Engelhart?
Present.
Okay. Campbell Johnson?
Present.
Thank you. Afia Wangaza? Can't hear you, Afia. Summer Reese?
Present.
Okay. Tracy Rosenberg?
Here.
Okay. Laverne Williams, I believe, is not going to be able to attend. Did I miss anybody? Okay. So do we have quorum, Mr. Secretary?
Six. We have six present.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Before we can refer to the draft agenda I set out, I'll just read it briefly, and then we can add whatever we need to or change it. One, call to order. Two, roll call, which you just did. Three, approve agenda, which we're doing now. Four, approve the May 16th, 2012 committee minutes. Five, agenda for the upcoming teleconference PNB meetings. Six, details for the July regular in-person PNB meeting. Seven, new business. I don't know of any, but if you have any, please. Eight, meeting schedule for coordinating committee. We need to pick dates for the future months. And nine, review action items. Ten, adjourn. Is there anything else you want to add?
This is Lydia.
Okay, Lydia.
Is there something on there for the any of the upcoming agendas for open session PNB meetings?
Yes. Agenda for upcoming teleconference PNB meeting. That's pretty generic.
Okay. And I had sent a motion out, but I don't know.
Yeah, Bill, this is Summer. Lydia, I saw your motion regarding the NES and the elections, correct?
Yeah. There's
okay.
That.
Let's have a brief discussion on that so we can structure how much open session time we need, since I think everyone had voted to have almost exclusively closed session for our next meeting, but certainly let's figure out anything time sensitive that needs to, if we have to have a half-hour open session or something.
Okay, yeah, that's all I was.
Great, thank you.
I think we could do that when we're discussing the include that in number five, which agenda for upcoming teleconference PNB meetings.
Yeah.
Is that okay, Lydia?
Yeah, okay. That's fine. I had the other motion, which I missed anyway, which I had noticed for the next open PNB meeting. Having to do with the in-person meeting, so the one I sent it to you earlier.
Yeah, I know. I think that one also, I think probably we're going to have another telephone conference in 2 weeks. Probably, if we want to have mostly closed session on this upcoming telephone conference, probably we should take up other things at the following meeting and maybe just the elections issue because they're so time sensitive. Because I think we'll still have time to get to that motion significantly in advance of the in-person meeting.
Oh, okay. So we don't have to make, like, the room reservations and all that was time sensitive. But anyway, we can discuss it on Wednesday. Okay.
Well, we should probably talk about financial stuff related to that today. I don't know if there's an impact on, for example, our getting meeting rooms free. But we can talk about that when we get to that agenda item today, when we're talking about the July in-person meeting. Okay, is there any changes up for the agenda? Hearing none, and agenda is approved. Okay. Okay, meeting minutes. Campbell sent those out after our May 16th meeting. Anybody have any corrections or changes to that?
No, but I would like to move approval. This is me.
Okay. All right. Any objections? Okay, hearing none, then those are approved. Thank you. Let's see. All right, next thing then is the agenda for the upcoming teleconference P&B meetings, which we can include Lydia's motion on that and any other discussion about open versus open and executive session stuff. Just remember this call is open, of course. So anybody want to have anything you want specifically add to the agenda, like for this meeting this Wednesday, or
you want me to give a brief update on the where we are with the election process?
Okay, yeah, that would be great, and then we can get more details on Wednesday.
Okay, I've got it narrowed down to two candidates. In my mind, pretty much to one, but to two. I've promised to go on the election committee call tomorrow night to tell them where I am. I had told them that I would let them talk to the final two, not the whole committee, but three or four representatives talk to the two final candidates. So I hope to schedule that for Thursday or Friday evening. And following any comments that they may have after that.
Hello,
to
Teresa
make a
here.
Selection.
Who, excuse me, who is that?
Teresa.
Okay, thank you, Teresa.
So I'm hoping I'll be able to make an announcement as to who the supervisor is and whatever this weekend.
Bravo.
Okay, thank you. Very good.
The other issue on elections that needs to be discussed, and Summer and I did discuss this earlier today, and Andy's going to take a look at California code. If we delay it 60 days, which is, I think, the least we can do, but we can do it with 60 days, it will mean that our stuff will be going out right at the time of the national election. And that isn't necessarily a great idea. And so at least part of the election committee has suggested that we delay it 3 or 4 months. Of course, 3 months puts us into holiday season. If we delay it slightly over that, we could send it out right after the first of the year. I'm open to whatever we have to do. First of all, we have to look at what California code says, and Andy said he could have an opinion for us on that Wednesday night.
Okay. And the elections committee meets tomorrow night, is that right?
The elections committee meets tomorrow night.
Okay. So we probably don't need to duplicate what they're going to be doing, but I guess anybody that's interested can listen in to that, unless you think this committee needs to weigh in somehow.
I don't think this committee needs to weigh in. My point is just that may give us an idea how much time we need to schedule for Wednesday night. That's all I was thinking about.
Oh, I see. Right. Okay. Well, do you want to add that in, extra time into your report, Arlene, for Wednesday?
I can do that. I definitely want to give a report in... Most of my report needs to be in closed session.
Okay.
I can do, but certainly the election can be an open session.
All right.
Summer to the staff.
Summer. Good, Summer.
From a logistics perspective, at our last P&B meeting, we had left off in the middle of personnel evaluations, and the group had concurred to have the entire 3 hours in closed session. So we need to... structure how much is going to be an open session, because it wasn't envisioned as being a typical open session with the regular reports at the beginning and all that sort of thing. So we need to decide tonight how much open session time we have and how that's going to be structured, and then how much closed session with executives present, and when we're continuing with what we left off with. So just pointing out where we left off. So these things have to be decided tonight in terms of how much time in each part. Okay.
Arlene to the stack.
This is Mia Bill after Arlene, please.
Go ahead, Arlene.
Okay, the only thing that I need to talk about in open session is, just the election. And that, I think, can be totally an open session issue. And then I'm requesting to be sure that I'm scheduled for a report at the beginning of the closed session.
Okay.
Okay, that sounds fine, Bill. I think when we get to Lydia's items to see what we need to deal with that's time sensitive, then we can figure out exactly how much time in open session, and then give Arlene that time in closed session before we continue where we left off. Okay.
Okay. Anybody else want to say something about the agenda for Wednesday's P&B meeting?
This is Nia. Bill, did you hear me?
Yeah, Nia.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Nia.
Arlene, I know you said we don't have to go to details tonight. But they were saying to push the elections three months back.
I'm saying that that's an email that I received from some people on the election committee.
Oh, okay. Because if you do the hire, you said you might make the hire this weekend?
I want to make the hire this weekend. I promised the election committee that they could have 3 or 4 representatives talk to the 2 finalists. And
okay.
Because we have a meeting, because there's an election committee meeting tomorrow night, there's a PNB meeting Wednesday night, that means we can do that Thursday or Friday night. In addition, one of the people, at least, is not available Wednesday night. So we can do that either Thursday or Friday night. I'll find out tomorrow night. As soon as that's scheduled, I will give them a chance to give me any input, and then the final decision is mine on who I hire, and I will hopefully be in a position to make an announcement shortly after they give me their feedback.
Right. Now, in terms of the national election interfering with ours, what were you thinking? Why
I wasn't. I'm not sure that it's but what it may hurt the attention that people give to what we send out, but it was the election, somebody on the election committee and a few people weighing in that sent it to me. It was not me bringing that up.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Thank you. Thanks.
Let me ask also, did you say we'll have Andy Gold for the open session Wednesday?
Pardon?
Andy Gold? Will we have Andy Gold on the call in case there's some legal questions about
if we ask him to, he's available. He's available for whatever we need for Wednesday, and if it's going to be election, then I think we want a report from him on that information.
Okay. Yes, someone?
Andy was supposed to be available for the entire evening because of the executive matters. So
yeah,
I don't think.
Yeah, I know. Just from the bylaws say the normal timeline is when you hire the NES by March 1st, and then the nomination session season is June, and then the ballots go out in the middle of August. So you're saying, yeah, if that was delayed 2 months, that would be October 15th or something like that. But yeah, it's just a little before the national elections. I see what you're saying.
Right.
But yeah, I don't like to hear from Andy on the legalities or.
This is Teresa. I'd like to say something.
Yeah, Teresa.
And this is Lydia also.
Okay. Go ahead, Teresa.
I think that we should allow our election supervisor to some degree to shorten some of these time frames, because I think if we do our publicity correctly and we move a little bit quicker, I mean, I know most people don't submit their paperwork until the very last day. So, you know, it might not be necessary to have such long periods for people, number one, to submit their paperwork, number two, to get their ballots in. And I think that we should, you know, if we start a little bit later, we should give our election supervisor some, license to make some of those decisions.
Okay, Lydia?
I don't have a problem making some accommodations as long as it's not in the bylaws. If it's in the bylaws, it requires a membership vote. I get tired of saying this, otherwise you invite challenges. But especially because you're talking about terms and how much time you're allowing people and so on and so forth. Right now, our listeners are moving ahead on the presumption that they have to have their stuff in by June the 30th, right? So, and that's the pressing issue why we have to make some decisions. As far as this is going to run into the presidential race of the world, right, number one, as a C3, that should not be the compelling factor for us, despite what I understand. Obviously, we need to cover it and so on and so forth. But when we used to have the previous timeline, and the reason we changed it to earlier was because of that, right? However, when we had the previous timeline, it's not like our participation in the LSB elections did not increase by moving it up, by moving the timeline up. So that doesn't seem to be particularly compelling issue. One of the other issues is we didn't wind up running into the holidays again. It didn't seem to affect the quorum issue. Seems to be pretty consistent with either timeline, but I would really caution against pushing it back any farther than having our people seated by December, because we're going to have another election next year, and if we're on time for that, then that's June 30th again. I mean, we're right back to the same thing. It would give us, we'd literally just turn around and go right back into another election cycle. But more than that, we do run into California Corporations Code.
Okay, thank you. Well, that's something I guess we should ask Andy Gold about, too. I think we do have good opportunities to moving things up a little bit at the end, at least maybe 2 weeks, because of the recommendation to centralize the ballot tabulating. That eliminates having an ES and an assistant travel around to each station area, you know, one at a time to count the ballots. That takes about 2 to 3 weeks, and sometimes more if there's any snags. So that alone will help some. I don't think it'll make up for a 2 or 3 month delay, but I guess we should be looking at other areas like that. I don't think that would be conflicting with the bylaws that that part could be moved up. And then there's also time needed to certify the election afterwards. Not sure how much we can push that, but maybe a little bit. Any other comments on this? Also, what we just need to do is figure out how much time to allocate for the open session agenda, I guess. This. Anybody
okay,
else
well,
suggestion for that?
I'd like to hear from Lydia whether the issue on the hotel motion, because the election
oh, yeah.
is, I think, scheduled probably half an hour for discussion on this, because, here's the thing. You know, everyone was pretty adamant 2 weeks ago that we spend 3 hours in closed session and try to finish off what we had started. Since then, these other things have been added, and they're time sensitive. But I'm realistic. You know, we can schedule a half an hour for an item. Doesn't mean we're going to spend half an hour on it. You know, we frequently go over. So I think that a half an hour for the elections at open session is not, it's a conservative estimate, and I would hope that we could actually get through it in half an hour, but I'm not, you know, entirely optimistic. If we add in something else about the hotel and the upcoming meeting, that's another half hour. I mean, 2 hours in closed session. You know, it's everybody's time, not just mine. But I think we need to be, got to be realistic with ourselves. It's one of the reasons it's so hard to get stuff done. So I would propose half an hour on the elections issue in open session. Beautiful. But I'd like to hear from Lydia on the other issue. I'd like to hash out whether we're going to be discussing anything besides the elections on this meeting on Wednesday. Okay.
Okay,
well,
yeah, for tonight we mostly need to decide how much time to allocate, I guess. So, Lydia, what do you want to mention your motion so in case people didn't read it?
The first one in trying to extend like a waiver from you, that's a euphemism. I mean, it's a figure of speech. We've gotten those here when there have been exigent circumstances. For example, in one instance with an organization I'm involved with, and we had scheduled an event at a hotel, which was fine. You know, there were no problems with the union. It was a union hotel. Then their union negotiations broke down. All of a sudden, it wasn't fine. And, we went to the local, and they wrote a letter, you know, everything was fine. We know, da-da-da, explaining the circumstances. That was what I was saying. May not be possible. But I had placed a call to the hotel workers in San Francisco, who then said contact it was a different local for Berkeley, and they gave me that phone number, and I passed it on to Arlene, because it should be, Arlene getting this and doing it officially as executive director, and see if it's possible. I mean, if it's not possible, it's not possible. It's not a big thing that we have to decide on. I can't imagine anyone would object, and it would make things easier. Failing that, then I just think we need to decide if you're paying $129 or whatever we were quoted on the Durant, then if a member wants to stay at a union hotel, that the foundation would also pay the same amount, the $129, and the person pays the difference. That's all.
Hammer to the stack.
I would think that most people, since I've noticed the motion a couple of weeks ago, that most people are decided on how they would vote on that, and it shouldn't be worthy of a lot of discussion, but that's it.
Okay. Well, one of the questions is whether we should put it on the agenda at all for this Wednesday, but I guess that's the main issue, and then, because it could be brought up later, perhaps. I guess one issue is whether we should put it on the agenda at all for this Wednesday.
Well, it was kept off of the agenda from the last meeting, with Summer saying it would be on the next public session agenda, so...
Right, but then we voted not to have a public session meeting. I guess that's my problem. We voted specifically not to have an open session this Wednesday. We voted to have 3 hours in closed session. That's all changing now. So what it means is we just won't get as much done in closed session. That's how it is. But some of my concerns with this motion, A, there's nothing in the bylaws, and we don't have any motions passed that say we have to do business with Union Hotels in the first place. Seeking a waiver from an organization that you don't have a business relationship with, to me, is insane in any world besides Pacifica, because what would we be getting a waiver from? We don't have a contractual relationship with that union. But on a much more practical level, it isn't as simple as Pacifica pays the difference for somebody to stay at another hotel and that person pays the amount over that. When we negotiate for blocks of rooms, I mean, these are contracts. We have to negotiate for a specific guaranteed minimum number of rooms. If you don't meet that minimum, then you have to pay for those rooms whether you use them or not. And that basis upon which one negotiates getting free meeting rooms, what your food costs are going to be, it's a package deal. It isn't the type of thing where some members can just peel off and go stay someplace else without it dramatically impacting the ability to negotiate this deal on the underlying contract. So it's really not fair to expect the organization to then pay for people to stay elsewhere. If they want to stay elsewhere completely at their own expense, that's fine. But the idea that there would be no additional fiscal impact on the organization for the organization to pay the room costs that they would have paid at the hotel they're contracting with it flies in the face of every business negotiation that anybody does. I mean, it just doesn't work that way. You get cheaper room rates because you're negotiating for a block of rooms. You get sometimes free meeting space because you're negotiating for a block of rooms. If suddenly your 16-room guarantee turns into 10 rooms, you're going to pay for the extra 6 rooms, but there are not bodies in them, which means Pacifica will be paying twice, which is insane when we're talking about, laying people off and stuff because we're broke. To then pay twice the same room makes absolutely no fiscal sense. So I agree with Lydia that people maybe decided on where they're at. I don't know that people actually realize what the consequences are of these decisions, and that we kind of need to know right now how many people aren't planning to stay at the hotel, because then that's going to dramatically impact our ability to negotiate a block of rooms at that hotel and could have a consequence of several $1,000 difference in the meeting. So I think that's something that has to be, frankly, really looked at as a it's realistic fiscal impact, and whether we're making decisions based on what makes sense for the organization or on what I see as a perceived political correctness. The same chain owns Union Hotels in the Bay Area. They just don't have any in Berkeley that are Union Hotels. I have yet to find any lists that list this hotel as anybody that a union is having a problem with up there. So I feel this is, to a certain extent, a problem that has been looked for rather than one that has actually arisen, because there's no evidence of any labor issues regarding this hotel. And it isn't as simple as simply saying stay somewhere else and Pacifica will pay what they would have paid at that hotel. We'll end up paying for the rooms twice. That's what will happen if that goes on, because okay. That's just how it works.
This is Lydia. Yeah, I would just like to point something out briefly.
Lydia, just a second. Can you let some of the rest of us get on the stack? I'd like to be on the stack.
Yes, I just asked to be on the stack. That was all I asked.
Okay. Yeah, I never heard Tracy for 2 minutes ago. So go ahead, Tracy.
Tracy. Okay. As a procedural matter, I just have a question. Why is this motion not coming before the coordinating committee tonight? The way that we generally handle motions in this organization is they come through the relevant committee, and then if they pass the committee, they go on to the PNB. If they don't pass the committee, then they don't. It seems to me what we're kind of doing is doing an end around to the meeting on Wednesday, when in fact, we should be voting on the motion in this committee, which is the relevant committee, tonight. So I would recommend that as a procedure for this motion. It's not that it can't be brought to the full Plan B if it does not pass, but it would be brought in a less expedited manner, and that is both the Roberts rules and the general procedure that we follow. So I would move that we vote on this motion as a coordinating committee this evening.
Summer second.
Okay, that kind of was assuming Lydia wanted to do anyway, but okay. All right, so you move that, and Lydia, before Lydia speaks again, does anybody want to speak who hasn't spoken on this yet?
Mr. Chair, could I get the wording of the motion?
Actually, Lydia emailed it to us again this afternoon. I can read it. Or you want to read it, Lydia?
No, I'm driving. I'm just about to get home.
Resolved that the Pacifica Executive Director request a waiver from the Ignite, the Hotel Workers Union, for our in-person PNB meeting in Berkeley, currently scheduled to take place at the Durant Hotel in late July. And in the event the waiver is not granted, that for any PNB member choosing to stay at a union hotel instead, Pacifica shall pay the per diem rate to the union hotel, not to exceed the per diem paid to the Durant for board members. This arrangement is made with the understanding that those board members electing to stay at a union hotel shall pay the difference themselves in the event the per diem rate is higher than at the union hotel. Okay. Anybody else want to speak on this who hasn't spoken yet? Okay, Lydia?
To my knowledge, no one has asked the board who's planning to attend. The union issue aside, that query was not made before arrangements were made with the hotel, and there are frequently people who don't make it to the meeting. Aside from that, I think it would behoove everyone before Wednesday to read the contract, and it does have a provision in there that you can cancel a room up to 48 hours. And so, you know, that's kind of a moot point. We already knew Summer's position on it beforehand. This has been argued before. I don't think that this is on the merits of what has already transpired, and the board will vote however it sees fit. So, and I had noticed this to the full board, and then earlier I noticed it to the full board because I thought it was going to be on the last public session agenda. And since it didn't make it onto the last public session agenda, then I assumed that when Summer said the next public session it would be on, that's when it would be on. Since the coordinating committee is meeting before that, then I recommended this afternoon that perhaps it could be taken up by this committee. But it has been noticed to the full PMB.
Okay, well, I guess I feel that if we vote down the motion at the courting committee, you could still bring it up as new business. But I'll just add, I just don't think it's needed either. I think we don't need to complicate things anymore. We're negotiating for the best rates, and it seems like we're looking for a problem that doesn't exist. I haven't heard any complaints about the Durant Hotel and how they treat their workers, and so I think
we all have different opinions, Bill. You know, some of us actually have long-term relationships, political and otherwise, and real principled positions on the issue, especially with what's going on in Wisconsin. So anyway,
okay.
We all feel differently.
Anybody
we know
else?
That.
Anybody else want to speak on this motion?
This is Tracy. I would like to briefly.
Okay, well, go ahead.
Hello? Bill, this is Tracy. Did you hear me?
I heard you briefly. Tracy.
Okay, sorry.
Right, okay. Let me have a point of information, then I'll get back to
training. If this motion was noticed to the PNB, and I assume it should be on the agenda, do we have to take it up here? I'm just asking procedurally.
Well, I think that if it was noticed to PNB by an individual, it would go under new business, unless this committee passes it.
Yeah.
Someone was saying...
Tracy's next on the list next summer.
This is what I wanted to address, if I can.
Let's let Tracy go. Tracy?
When a motion is noticed to the full board, it goes into new business. If someone wishes to make a motion at the start of the open session to move something up from new business to another position, they can do that. That's why we do agenda approval. But the full board needs to support it. In general, the protocol
Motions are generally said through the appropriate committees, if possible. If a motion is passed by a committee, then it jumps the agenda and is able to appear under committee reports rather than under new business. If, in fact, a motion is not approved by the relevant committee, then it either doesn't go to the PNB at all, or it is moved to the full board and then is under new business in a lower position. The reason for that is to prioritize motions that have met with the approval of the relevant committee. So it's an issue of agenda placement. That said, since we're discussing it, in order to make the best use of our time, I think that the committee should vote on the motion. That's what the committee is for. Since Lydia has noticed it, it will appear on the agenda in new business, unless the committee approves it, in which case it will jump up higher to the coordinating committee report.
Right. Let me just add, too, I mean, the advantage of waiting, frankly, is that within a couple of weeks or so, you get the contract signed, and we'll know really if there would be or how much financial impact there would be also. We don't really know quite yet. And so once we get that established, it would make it easier for people to decide whether they want to stay somewhere else. Anybody else want to speak?
Am I up?
Is that?
No.
I can't understand what you're saying.
Okay, so I guess a couple of things. I mean, I'm going to say this for the third or fourth time in this one phone call. The entire board voted to have the next meeting entirely in closed session. 22 people, or however many were on the call at that point, all agreed that we weren't going to have an open session at this coming meeting. This is supposed to be all closed session. All of this has arisen via email since then from one member sending stuff out regarding both the elections and this issue. The elections issue is frankly discussed in closed session and have a report out, okay? We're not able to have that discussion. So the idea, yes, it would appear on the next open session, which is scheduled to occur 2 weeks from now. So the entire discussion we're having right now is outside of the scope of what the entire board agreed to, which was to have a three-hour closed session. That's what the board agreed to. The discussion of even having a half-hour open session so that there can be a report on what's going on with the elections is outside of the scope of what the board agreed to do on Wednesday. I'm somewhat inclined to just go ahead and stick with the agreement of the entire board, which is that we're having a closed session and we do a report out regarding the elections because that's a time-sensitive issue. And frankly, you know, if Arlene is hiring an NES this week, then I presume she's going to send something out that says she has hired an NES. The idea that the timeline might need to get stretched out to accommodate that could frankly happen in an open session in 2 weeks. As to where this motion belongs, yes, clearly it makes sense that it would go through coordinating committee since it's directly addressing coordinating. That's what the motion is regarding, is coordinating. So I think we should vote on it here. And Trace is completely correct about placement. I mean, if it doesn't go through a committee, yes, it will die in new business. And as we all know from, frankly, from how long it takes to get through stuff, except for somebody moving it up on the agenda, which very well might happen. But absent that, we'd be long past this in-person PNB meeting before we have even heard about this. So I think we should go ahead and vote on it here, win, lose, or draw. I'm somewhat inclined to stick with the will of the entire body, which was to have a three-hour closed session, since everyone was quite adamant about wanting to conclude the work that we had started. And the elections update from Arlene could frankly be at the beginning of that closed session with a report out. And I'm sure there's going to be plenty of haggling to be done over the 60 days or the 90 days or any kind of extensions that we need to do with the election. And that's been the conversation.
If you're fading out, Summer. But we can do that as a separate issue once we decide on this one.
Well, it keeps getting brought up that Summer said we were going to do this on the next open session. The next open session isn't supposed to be this week. It's supposed to be 2 weeks from now. So I want to make that abundantly clear. The entire board agreed we're having only a closed session. So all these discussions have arisen via email since the last board meeting, outside of a meeting, outside of parliamentary procedure, outside of the will of the body. Okay, so that's where it's at. So I fully support voting on this particular issue right now, and then we can come back to whether or not we're going to even have an open session on Wednesday of any stripe. Thank you.
Okay. So can we go ahead and vote on this? Any objections? Okay, Campbell, can you call the roll, or do you mean to do that?
Sure.
Sure. You want me to? Or you want to? Campbell? Campbell?
I'm sorry, I muted myself.
Yeah. Did you want
okay.
me to read the names or you want to?
I've got the list.
Okay.
Teresa Allen?
I'll pass.
Nia Bidiaco?
Yes.
Lydia Presson?
Yes.
Okay. Arlene Engelhardt? Arlene? Okay.
Sorry, I was muted. I need a clarification. I'm not sure what we're voting on.
Lydia's motion.
Could you please read the motion?
Let me read it. Okay. Resolved that the Pacifica Director Executive Director requests a waiver from Unite, the Hotel Workers Union, for our in-person PNB meeting in Berkeley, currently scheduled to take place at the Durant Hotel in late July, and in the event that waiver is not granted, that for any PNB member choosing to stay at a union hotel instead, Pacifica shall pay the per diem rate of the union hotel, not to exceed the per diem rate, the per diem paid to Durant for board members. This arrangement is made with the understanding that those board members electing to stay at a union hotel shall pay the difference themselves in the event the per diem rate is higher at the union hotel.
Thank you. Could you start the vote over for people that may have been unclear so we have a clean vote?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Campbell?
Teresa Allen?
I say no.
Okay. Nia Bidiaco?
Yes.
Okay. Lydia Brisson?
Yes.
Okay. Arlene Engelhardt?
Pass for now.
Okay. Campbell Johnson, pass. Afia Nwangaza? Okay. Afia, can't hear you. Summer Reese?
No.
Okay. Tracy Rosenberg?
I'll vote no.
Okay. LaVon Williams is not with us still? Okay. So the outcome of the vote is... Oh,
and I can vote
we
too.
Have two passes.
And you have
Arlene?
Answer.
And you forgot Bill.
Oh, Bill. Okay. Let me go Bill first.
I'll vote no.
Okay. Arlene?
No.
Okay. And I'll abstain. Campbell Johnson abstains. Okay, so the vote is 1, 2 yes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 no, and 1 abstention. The motion fails.
Okay. We can still put it under new business, though. Summer, we could still put it under new business in the agenda.
Okay.
But whether we have an open session or not, I guess is still the issue. Summer, do you want to talk more about that?
I don't believe the coordinating committee has the right to overcome the entire board, nor does anybody's email communication between one open meeting or closed meeting and the next actual meeting overcome the will of the board. The board voted in the last closed session that the next meeting would be entirely in closed session, dealing only with personnel matters, and it would be 3 hours long. I'm fine with allowing Arlene to make an executive director's report at the beginning of that closed session where she can tell us what she's doing with the election as well. We'll need a written report out from that session, which can go out and be printed, which is fine. I think that will accommodate the needs of whatever public reportage needs to occur regarding the elections, but I think we're going to get completely off track here. The board voted for a closed session, and that's what we're going to stick to. I don't even think from Robert's Rules of Order it would be proper to change that. That's what the board agreed to, that the next meeting would be a three-hour closed session meeting in the hopes that we'd finally finish off these personnel issues and, you know, get them done in one of these meetings. So that's what our attorney is anticipating. That's what we're scheduled for. And I think that anything that Arlene has to tell us in closed session, the portions for an open session, they can be reported out. And if there needs to be further discussion at the next meeting in 2 weeks, we can schedule a nice long session just to deal with elections issues. I don't think they're going to go away, even if she hires an election supervisor this weekend, I'm sure there will still be plenty to chew on in terms of the scheduling at our next meeting. And I don't think we're frankly going to have that all hashed out on Wednesday, even if we have an open session. So I think from a proper perspective on Roberts, the board voted to have a closed session at the last meeting, and I don't think we can change it here, quite frankly. So that's what we're going to stick with, and we'll do a report out from any portion there. And the next open session meeting will be the 1-2 weeks after that. And all these issues, including this motion, can go on to that agenda for the open session.
Point of information?
Let me just make a clarification. Actually, the following meeting is since 3 weeks. It's Thursday the 28th.
Okay. Yeah, one of our week. This went up a week. Thank you, Bill. I'd forgotten, right?